In our increasingly globalized world, the space of the public library is changing. This poster sheds light on and discusses two different sorts of negotiations of space and how they relate to the public library. The first is a concept proposed in this capacity by Norwegian scholar Ragnar Audensen of the low-intensive meeting place, in which people are exposed to ideas and values different from their own. They do not occupy a dominant position in the situation. According to Audensen, low-intensive meeting places can make us visible to one another across social, generational, and value-based boundaries, which is important for the cohesion of society. The second is the idea of third space, something Dr. James Elmborg has discussed at length. Third space is where people encounter dominant culture, where cultural others redefine themselves in relation to the institutional norms in which they find themselves, and in so doing, change the character of the space. The library itself, as a rigidly structured institution, represents an absolute space that exercises some form of dominance over those who use it. Taken together, these two models say a lot about library users in contact with one another. When they enter the space, library users suspend their participation in the strongly focused worlds to which they belong, that is, move to a low-intensive meeting place, and instead formulate an identity relative to the structure of the library. This can be an encounter in third space and can occur on the subtlest, most unconscious level. This also speaks to a larger cultural literacy, not the kind meant by E.D. Hirsch, but a more focused, open, and local kind, but with the same outcome. People will be able to participate more effectively in their own communities with a better understanding of one another. This line of theory speaks to the importance of the public library not just as fluid space, but also as a physical place, a place that anchors literacy practices and helps users identify and navigate the various other highly charged spaces that are pervasive in the modern globalizing world. Ultimately, though, these theories can help librarians understand and manage how space in libraries is constructed, both physically and symbolically.